Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian, writer, and actress Sierra Coteau, part two. My favorite part of her interview was talking about Lucy Kang, the number one female Asian comedian joke thief. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time on the podcast, comedian, writer, and actor, actress, Sierra Coteau.
Thank you.
Did I say it?
Oh, yeah. That was great. It's like tow truck, I guess.
Coteau.
Oh, perfect.
So that's, Nailed it. You said that. Before we started filming, you said that's Chinese and Japanese.
Right. The name, I guess, is Japanese, but I am also Chinese.
And how did your folks meet? Is your dad Chinese or Japanese?
My dad is Japanese, and then my mom's Chinese. They met here, you know, I'm like fourth generation.
Yeah.
So my great-grandparents came from those respective countries. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, since then, everyone's just been hanging out in kind of the Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My brother took one of those DNA blood tests.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we have 10% Japanese
blood. Right.
And okay. When my mom found that out, she was shocked. But it's history.
There are some things. I mean, I haven't taken one of those, so who knows what I really am, right?
I mean, Genghis Khan did a lot.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a little Genghis in them.
I mean, we all got the Mongolian mark above our butts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Mongolian bloodline of Genghis Khan, right?
That's a little gang in you.
Because he took over a lot of that, pillaged
it was a large part of the world.
A large region. Mm-hmm. Would you say it was Siberia, Mongolia, area?
I believe it. Well, yeah, where present-day Mongolia is.
Yeah, present-day Mongolia.
And then outward.
But the Japanese stood up to the Mongolians.
Okay.
I saw this thing on the History Channel where the Japanese did put up a fight because he had brothers, right? Genghis Khan had brothers. And then like that he made his generals and they kind of just spread their reign. But Japan... they put up a fight, and the region, it was hard to invade Japan because of the geography.
Oh, island, yeah. You get the sea there to protect you. I think that does help. You know?
Have you been to Japan?
I went once when I was little, probably like 12 years old. So it was a while ago now.
What do you remember?
Maybe I was younger.
Yeah. What do you remember about it?
We did the touristy stuff. So it was Tokyo, Kyoto. Saw a lot of temples.
Yeah.
Ate some good food, of course. I remember loving the vending machines because they displayed the bottles in the window.
What do they have in those things?
In the vending machines, I'm just talking the, you know, family friendly like snacks.
Because there's some weirder stuff
exactly.
in those.
Okay, I didn't see those. Maybe I wasn't going in the right spots, but I was also 12 and I was a girl.
And your folks kept you away from those ones.
Yeah, they said, hey, don't let her find those panty ones because she might get excited.
Who would go to hit those machines, the older business, Japanese business
That's what
guys?
They say, but you know, I don't know. I didn't see any of those, so who knows?
But those guys are into weird stuff too.
Right, do your own research, that's what I say.
Okay.
Do your own research.
Because I've heard stories.
I've just heard stories too.
Okay, what have you heard?
Well, all I've heard is that the panties are in the vending machine. I don't want to speak on this too much. I don't know too much.
I was going to say panties.
Yeah. And that you can...
Are they used? I've heard different stories.
Sure, yeah. I heard some of them are not. But I can imagine some are.
But they would probably have to pay more for the used.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah.
How much do you think they're charging
the premium
for the
on that? Well, with the current exchange rate, pretty okay, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty bargain. Yeah.
Now, does your mom and dad ever talk about that?
Do I talk about the machines with my mom and dad?
Yeah, not really.
Doesn't come up. Should I next time?
I don't know. I mean, are they open to talking about stuff like that?
Not really. I mean, you know, they're pretty good in their older age. I would say they're actually, you know, pretty chill in these days. You know, they've loosened up over the years because their kids are grown, you know, and they're
siblings?
Third generation. I have one older sister and she's a lawyer.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lawyer.
Can
and
give
she,
her a shout out?
Yeah, Melissa. Shout out to
Melissa.
Is
she going to watch this interview?
Oh, maybe. You never know.
Melissa, she's very supportive. Take a break.
Hey, Melissa.
From the courthouse.
Yeah. She's an environmental lawyer from Saving the Planet.
Oh, my goodness. How much schooling did that take?
Your law school. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, and undergrad. Yeah, lots of that.
How much money was that?
Oh, I mean, you know.
A lot.
A lot. Sure. Yeah.
So, would you say you're the black sheep of the family? Because you took on a whole different path.
Oh, right.
You're
stand
a comedian,
up comedy,
acting,
sure, acting,
writing.
I mean, a little bit, but there's only two kids, so I kind of was like, you know, she did the regular, you know, she accomplished things, and then I was like, well, I'm 5 years younger, I can kind of do whatever.
You
can
do whatever.
And they were encouraging in the sense of like, I still have a degree, you know, that I can maybe fall back on. I don't think I could now, but you know, there was a hope that I could maybe have a traditional, good life.
Absolutely.
But I don't think I can.
And this is a special time, especially because you dropped something new, didn't you?
Oh.
A Thanks new special.
Yeah, that was a good transition. Yes.
Was that smooth enough transition?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to get there.
Seamless. Like
I wanted to get there.
Yeah. No, you crushed it. Yes.
And you crushed it on
out.
Your special.
Oh,
didn't
wow.
There you go.
Again.
See,
good
I'm
job.
Right there.
There he is. That's why you got the show.
What's it called?
It is called FUNT. Look at FUNT. FUNT.
What, is that an acronym or what's going
it's,
on there?
So obviously, like, I feel like it's kind of a fun word I made up. A combo of, I might have not made it up, but it's a combo of fun aunt. But it kind of sounds like fun cunt.
Oh.
So it's getting a little bit
yeah.
of both. Got a little bit of both. But I am an aunt now because my sister has a little boy.
Can we get
shout out to Kaizen, little. Kaizen, I was like, am I allowed to say
that? That's
his name?
A cool name.
Yeah. Cool name.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I have a joke about being a fun aunt and I call myself a funt. So that's the title.
You got material from that.
Got a little material from that?
Yeah.
You gotta.
And it's an hour special?
It's an hour special. You can stream it on Amazon Prime, YouTube, Apple TV.
Wow.
And also an album form, so just audio on like Spotify, Apple Music.
How long did it take you to prepare for that?
Sure. So I think like I had a lot of the material. It's an hour, right? So it's like I had a lot of material built up from over the years of performing stand-up, but then I really kind of found, between like finding out, oh, hey, I'm going to tape this special with Comedy Dynamics, which is the wonderful production company that filmed it, I think it was like 2 months to like kind of make it into a cohesive hour. Mm-hmm. So I probably filled in some more material there to make it actually like flow together.
Yeah.
But I was a lot of jokes that I had built up over the years, you know.
Now, did you have to do like a mini run of like how do you just test out the material like as the years go by? Like,
sure, sure. Like, a lot in chunks as the years went by.
So in
but
increments
then,
of jokes.
Yeah.
And you test it out until you have like 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you build it up. And then I think closer to the time I did like a practice run with like people and running out, you know, for an hour, running out of theater and like help, yeah, having me do the whole hour in front of people.
Yeah.
And I'd also like done shows here and there headlining where you do an hour.
Oh,
so
my God.
It was kind of a little bit of both, but it wasn't as traditional as I would say most comics were touring more regularly.
Yeah.
Where they're really workshopping the hour all over the country. Say I'm more of a, I do stand up, but I also am also like doing a lot in LA as a writer, TV writer and stuff. So I think
now
it's a little more.
Yeah. Did the strike kind of affect kind of,
So we actually filmed this right before the strike.
Oh,
So
no, I'm talking about your writing and
for scripts.
That.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, I had a job that got postponed and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, everybody, you know,
yeah.
That's
then,
how it goes.
Then you went on strike.
Yeah, I got to do a little.
Yeah.
You see all those signs and
yeah, I saw the signs on social
shit.
Media. Yeah,
yeah, social media. Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you? Oh man, it just seems like an overwhelming amount of preparation and just because like renting out the theater and then you have a production company and. How do you manage to do all of that and to organize all this stuff to the point where you execute it and it's on Amazon Prime?
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah, no,
like
I mean,
how do you get to that point?
Luckily, it was very, you know, Comedy Dynamics did a lot of the heavy lifting.
Shout
with
out to
like
the Dynamics.
Yeah, Comedy Dynamics.
Shout out.
They had, you know, they kind of shot a bunch of specials at once, so they had all the cameras all at this theater in North Hollywood called El Portal Theater.
How'd you link up with these cats?
Oh, they reached out. I think like, you know, they've been around for a while. So I think
really? Either,
you know, I don't know if I'd met them in the past, but I think they were just, yeah, trying to kind of get some comics.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Who they felt might be ready for this.
For this.
Yeah, yeah. And so then
how do
I was
they,
lucky enough.
How do they recruit people? Do they...
Sure they have like, you know, it's sort of like casting where it's like, you know, you have
so
a list
it is
of
casting.
People. A little
it's
bit.
Comedy casting.
A little bit, I think,
sorry,
you know.
I just burped. That dude, that stinks so bad.
Oh.
Do you smell...
It hasn't reached me yet.
Well, that's pastrami. <I'm sorry.
laughs> If I smell it, it's
okay,
pastrami.
Okay, yeah, I am
well,
so
now
sorry.
That I have the context, I
what
think
does it smell
it
like
better.
In here when you first walked in?
Honestly, I did not smell...
What does it smell bad or good?
Pretty neutral.
Nothing,
no, it smells good.
Nothing funky?
Well, I don't know. Do you have like a... Is there like a candle situation?
Yeah, there's a candle
right
there.
Okay, then it smells like that. And it smells good.
It smells like the candle.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you said it smells like soap.
Yeah. Oh, soap could be close to candle for me. Yeah, I'm not... I don't discriminate between candle soap.
I'm sorry. But it doesn't smell bad.
No.
Like BO, like nothing bad.
No.
Okay. Ooh, sorry. I was just sorry.
No,
I
understand.
Yeah.
I'm
like
it's always,
very...
I feel that way about my space sometimes.
You
right?
do?
You know, you just never, I
no,
mean...
No, about the smell of your space.
Yeah, you never, because you get so used to it. You're like, what if somebody new comes in here and they're like, wow. Because I know I smell like garlic sometimes, because I eat a lot of garlic probably.
But Asian family, I'm not trying to stereotype, mm-hmm. but I was like, when I was younger, I was afraid to invite friends over because the bottles of kimchi. And they would, not you know, kids speak their mind. They're like, it smells in here, you know?
Yeah.
Did you go through that too? Like,
I don't.
With your white friends or
friends
that weren't Asian?
I would say probably not too much, but I worry about it a little bit. I mean, definitely the lunchbox thing a little bit would happen, right? You know, you bring your. But like so I would bring like pot stickers and that would be like offensive to people and you're like, okay.
And they're like, what is that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's always in some fucking weird, like I'd have like sour cream containers and then you open it, you know, because it's like
soy sauce or it's
recycled.
Sauce?
No, yeah, it's just the there's like stuffed in there. And you know, we're a recycling family, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a nice Tupperware, you're gonna reuse it.
And then what if you had seaweed in there, they'll be like, oh my god, what is that?
Oh, maybe, yeah. I think, you know, but I think overall I know I had some friends who definitely got it worse, probably.
Did you experience racism like growing up, like just being of Asian descent?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was in a pretty like heavily Asian area, which was good.
Whereabouts?
Like 30%. La Cañada out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know? Yeah. And you're Poway, right?
Dude.
I just
impeccable memory.
I
there.
Mean, I know this, but also
how do you know that?
It stuck in my mind too because I just worked for a boss who's from Poway.
What's his name?
Joe Chandler.
Shout out to my man, Joe Chandler. How we represent.
Yeah.
Very good memory. And then Tom DeLonge, I always bring this up.
Right. That's
Tom
big.
DeLonge from Blink 182 went to my high school.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. That's a big one.
That's a pretty big one. Are you a fan of theirs?
You know what? I have become more of a fan because my fiance Dylan is really into them. Like, we've been to like.
Can I shout out Dylan?
Shout out to Dylan. We've been to a couple concerts of theirs now. And Angels and Airwaves, which was.
Got into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's you know, different.
That's enough talking about Tom. He has enough.
He has enough
airtime.
He's good.
Shame on you, Tom. Hit me up.
All right. Yeah. Enough of that.
I've been wanting to get him on the podcast for years now.
The Power Connect.
I mean, dude.
Come on, dude. Come on.
We're in the same graduating class.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
Yeah. God.
Is it because he's like a superstar, like a rock and roll star?
Right.
But my brother's like around Theo Von and all these comedians
they
and
must
movies.
All...
Yeah, it's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Just, right?
You know,
they're
all talking aliens and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm around like all this stuff, people who've been in movies or TV or they have specials or whatever.
Obviously.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, maybe it's just, music's a little different, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I feel like. It could happen.
You think so?
We're gonna think.
Tom, I'm sorry.
Tom,
please hit me up. QUANGOU. That's my Instagram. I love you. Shout out to Rich Salo and Dan Rogers. You know, I remember those days, Tom. And I know you're the first dude that I've seen. One of the first dudes I've seen cake flip. So good for you.
Oh shit.
Back to your special.
Oh yeah.
Let's. I mean, so like, did you tour doing this?
A little.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it was, I'm not at a level where I was able to tour and headline a ton. And then I kind of am the kind of comedian that I like to, you know, I like to have a job and TV and do the writing and do the, you know, do that stuff. So I get a little like,
how do you juggle all
stay
that?
Here.
How do you do it?
Oh, well, no. I mean, I think it's like you either do that or you do the touring thing. You know what I mean? I don't think you can
do both easily.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do, so my version of touring is more of like the touring light where, you know.
But you do shows.
One-off shows.
But you do enough shows.
Sure.
Local, LA shows, and local.
A ton. Yeah, you can do
your
stuff
shit.
Here. Sure.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way they could... support you right now?
Thanks for asking. I think, you know, renting or buying the special on those streamers I talked about or following me on Instagram. That's kind of my main platform at the moment. So it's at Sierra Kato, spelled like my name, K-A-T-O-W.
Kato,
yeah.
How much is the special?
I think if you rent it on Amazon, it's like $4.
What about, can they own it?
If you own it, I think it's like a little bit more. It might be like 13 or 14.
But you own it.
But then you own it for life, and they can't take it away from you.
Yeah.
And I think it's always, you know, nice to own stuff, right?
Can you watch your own material, or do you sit there? Did you watch it from the beginning to the end? Like, what's it like watching you perform and do your stuff?
Well, I think it's so hard, and I hate it a lot, and it makes me hate it.
Why do you
myself.
Hate it?
I think it's just hard because you're working on this stuff, and it's very easy to critique myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I know I could have said it like this, or oh, what am I doing here? And then, it's like hearing your own voice is the worst thing in the world.
In your mind.
And then you're watching yourself, too.
Yeah.
So I think, and I had to watch it because I was also in charge of getting notes for editing and stuff. So it was like, oh, hey, maybe cut this, part or like shorten this amount so that we can get it down to an hour, right? Because I think it taped a little like hour 10 or something. So I was in charge of like deciding what to cut. But like it, it's the worst. I would always like, put it off a little bit because it's just like, I don't know. How do you feel about like watching or listening?
I'll use this as an analogy. My last music project that I put out, I do the same thing where I was listening to it like obsessively, like every word. And like, I would be like, oh, I could have enunciated that word a lot cleaner.
Right.
Or I could have did this kind of pattern better here. Or I could have made the beat longer here. You could just analyze it
forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
So there comes a point to where, and we've talked about this because it is art. It's all relative. It's just in a different format where you just have to just let it go into the wind.
Yeah.
And let it blow where it may. And that's it. You just let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
At some point, I mean, there were deadlines, right? So it's like you do kind of just
have there were deadlines.
Well, I mean, I think working with the company, they were like, hey, if you can get us notes by like Monday, that's great. And so then that's great. I need that. Because otherwise, if I was producing it myself completely.
Right. What was that
it
mean?
It would be.
Notes. What does that mean?
Oh, just like, for the edit, right? I'm talking about cuts. It's if you can tell us what we want to cut down to, by Monday, let us know. Then I'm like, okay. And, but I appreciated that a lot more.
Yeah, so
if it was just me,
like
I'd
that?
Never. Well, because if it were just based on me, I'd be like, I'm never looking at this. I'm never releasing it, Right? I'd just be like, ugh.
So do they give you constructive criticism before it's released?
Honestly, no, I don't think that was really, I think they were helpful in the sense of being, they're just trying to give the best version of you. So I don't think they were creatively as involved in that way. They helped me up into the special, is this and when I was deciding on wardrobe and the backdrop, make sure you're not clashing, the basic things, right? And being telling me where the cameras are and helping me. But no, I think ultimately they're like, this is your project, right? And you know your jokes best. And I think they did that with all the comedians in that it's like, you kind of at that point they can give their opinion, but I think it's probably they'd kind of just pass it to you.
Have you heard of Zoom bombing?
Does it mean bombing on Zoom?
No, it's like when you're in a meeting on Zoom, okay.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
But I think I'm kind of, what is it?
Sorry. Where, and then it's kind of a heckle or a troll, and it's a person, I'll give you an example, because I do 12-step meetings on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
And there's these trolls, they'll go on, and then you'll see a penis, pop up on a box, or something
right.
That.
They're it's a deliberate.
They're invading the meeting and ruining the whole vibe whole.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Meeting.
Oh,
they're called
okay.
Zoom bombers.
So they got the link somehow.
They got the link, they clicked on it,
right.
And some of them wait, and then they'll act like they're a part of the thing, then they'll drop a bad racial slur.
Right.
You know, something like that.
Right.
So
what about
that's
a good
Zoom
racial
bombing.
Slur?
And I just learned this the last month or
because
they'll warn you, no Zoom, if there's Zoom bombing, you'll be cut from the whole meeting,
and then
we have to protect our anonymity,
block it.
Our privacy, and to make sure everyone's safe.
Sure.
Now, to use that analogy, a hypothetical, what if you had a Zoom bomber at one of your tapings?
At the at like a Zoom taping?
No. Just something a where yeah, like an audience member.
Oh, heckler.
That like just pulls down his pants and starts shaking
just
his dick.
Just like a streaker or like something like a sexual assailant or harasser. Yeah, I mean that would be rough.
But front row.
I think what would be what was kind of good about this taping is pretty controlled. Because I think that would happen more in just a like, show you're doing, and you're like, "Oops, you know, I'm in some city, I don't know."
What would distract you more, a penis or like a butthole?
Probably a penis. I mean, I certainly depends, right?
Yeah.
But I did have a woman flash me her boobs.
So that's like a Zoom bomb.
Yeah, at a show in the front row. Like, so well, that like, was how, pretty distracting.
Like, uh-huh. How did she? Did she like? Did she lift up and just? Go like this?
Yeah, it was pretty, honestly, it was very seamless and, like, kind of seemed like every day for her. Like, she wasn't really, like, it was just kind of, like, her way of, like, applauding, if that makes sense.
It
happened so fast that, and it was so casual for her, I was like, oh. But to her, she was like, yeah, that's just every day for me.
So, while other audience members are clapping...
That was
she's like clapping her boot. Like she's like doing. Like,
I don't think there was noise. The truffle, but I think she was just like truffle. She was like woo. It's like in the way to, if you go like woo. Oh, sorry.
The truffle shuffle.
Maybe like lifting your hands. Like she was like I'm lifting my shirt, and then that's going back down. But that's how it was like. Maybe you know that's just you acknowledgement.
You seen the Goonies?
Oh yeah, truffle shuffle. Right.
The truffle shuffle.
Right.
Like, remember when was it kind of like that? The truffle
maybe
shuffle.
Maybe less shuffling, but of the same spirit. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so that was
example.
A woman.
That was a woman, yeah.
No, but if it was a man...
Right, I would...
Is there security?
I would imagine there's a level of security. I mean, especially at comedy clubs because there's alcohol, right?
Yeah.
At the taping, it's a little more controlled, because there's a ton of PAs and people who are, like, just making sure no one's going to steal cameras and stuff and mess up the production. And everybody's been kind of, like, pre-screened before a little bit in the audience.
What's the worst scenario that could happen, though, during a taping? What would be the complete nightmarish scenario? The worst thing ever. What? Just think about it.
Okay. I mean, like, calm version is like, oh, shoot, we forgot to press record, you know?
Oh, no.
Shit.
Okay, can I add something into that mix?
Yeah.
So there's no recording.
Oh, okay.
And you notice from the side of the stage, someone throws something.
Oh, shit.
And it's like a Ziploc bag. But then it hits you right here, and it's warm.
Oh.
And then you go like this, and it's feces.
Oh,
it's shit.
And then did the Ziploc bag open?
It opens, and it's so like they go, "Hey, yeah."
Oh, and they
throw
poop
like you know, throwing a tomato.
Yeah,
boom,
and you're like
shit all over your face.
How that would be bad.
How do you adapt to like? Well, can you bounce back from that?
Ooh, I mean, I would hope that I could, but you know what I'd be worried about? Pink eye. You know?
But you're on stage. You're not thinking about pink.
You're right. You're right. Stage health.
Yeah, you're talking about that. Well, aren't you talking about getting through your set?
Yeah.
Did you stop your show? I'm trying to work with you here. I'm trying to figure it out.
No, I'm trying to work with you too. Okay. Poop's getting thrown at me, man. I gotta try my best.
That's a pretty hard.
But
scenario.
I would. No, I mean, of course, I think you're like, I got one shot, right? You're like, I gotta just do this, power through. Maybe you can address the poop. You go, oh my god, what?
So you have to address it and make
a
joke.
I think you could try
work.
Because the audience is still live. That's one of the things. The taping, you know, we can edit around certain things, but the audience is still live, and you want to keep the vibes good.
Because
so,
Joan Rivers would have made a joke out of it.
Sure.
I mean, and you know, because
any she would as a pro for sure.
You have to do that.
I just think because otherwise it feels weird. And it's going to be awkward if you try to come back in. The audience is like, oh my god, she just got hit by a Ziploc bag of shit, and she's just pretending like it didn't happen. You know,
so you have to acknowledge it.
Yeah,
and would you just ignore the smell? Like you have to.
I guess I would. I would. I mean, I assume somebody would take action, but I would ask for a wipe. I would ask for a wipe. You know, a paper towel.
Security would escort him out.
I would hope
he would
go
to jail.
Yes.
That's assault.
Oh, the perpetrator gone. Yeah.
Is that assault?
It might be.
Because it's
it's contact like that.
Yeah, it's like throwing.
But
it's like a poison. Like
I mean, especially with the poop. I hope there's another level for poop throwing. But
that's a hard scenario.
It's a hard scenario, but it's good. We covered it because now I'm ready.
Okay. Is there something that would be harder than that?
Oh, I mean, maybe maybe like two poops.
Okay, that would, oh, like from each side.
From each side.
So poo, poo.
Yeah.
And then and you're then just, you're it's like the I movie Carrie, but ugh. Just well, instead was, of yeah, blood, it's
shit. That would
shit.
Be worse. Maybe Carrie from above. You get a little bit oh, of both. Yeah, like you get three blood, angles.
But it's, oh my 360? God. That'd be a nightmare.
Nightmare. Or, you know, everybody gets hit with poop.
Yeah.
So then your audience leaves.
Would you rather deal with poo or a man in the front row, like urinating, like near your stage? Would that be easier to deal with?
I think that would be easier. As long as it's, I mean, if it's going to hit me, right?
Yeah. I'd assume that. What if he runs on peeing, stage and, he, pull, and the, he tries to pee on you?
I'd assume that would be at the feet a little bit more.
No,
right?
But what if.
He, oh, angle ang- up.
Yeah,
is that,
up towards.
Is that, oh,
yeah.
I am not that tall. So yeah. It could happen. I would, that would be tough, but I think that would be easier to stop because somebody could, I could push them
or there's someone
him.
That could stop them before.
Yeah. Yeah. Versus the poop is coming out of nowhere.
What if this happens yeah. where someone just intercepts your set and grabs the mic
right.
and just, and then you can't tell your jokes and he's just like, hey, everybody. Right. And then he's just ruining the whole show.
I mean, that's
has
almost
that happened?
As bad.
Has that happened?
Definitely. I mean, heckles have happened, but nobody's, I don't think anyone's taken the mic from me while I've had
no,
the mic.
No, in the history of stand-up comedy.
Oh, oh.
In the history.
Generally, to
in
all
every
comedians.
In any possible.
I'm sure.
But how do you deal with that?
I mean, it depends, right? I think the audience is honestly going to be on your side. So I think you go, audience, hey, you guys fucking.
Oh, the audience will
them.
Be on your
I think
side.
So, because that's a dick move.
Okay, what if. Mm-hmm. It's a guy, but in the douchiest fraternity. And so he has
they
his,
like it.
The Sigma Chi house is there. Like, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Oh. So they're backing him up.
They're back. There's oh, like 20 shit. Fraternity guys there.
I mean, then
and
honestly.
And they all have, you know what I mean? They got their uniform.
Puka
yeah. yeah.
I mean, that scenario, I'm like, I don't know why I'm there. You know what I mean? I think that's already the danger zone.
Would your man stand up for you if he was in the crowd?
Yeah, I think so.
He would stand. He would go on stage and take the mic back for you.
Hopefully, should we test it out?
What's his name?
Dylan.
Dylan, you gotta step up,
you
bro.
Step up, man.
Step up for your lady. Don't let that ever happen,
sure.
bro.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a scenario we gotta. I think train for.
Yeah.
I think it's.
You don't think of this stuff?
Well, I guess not. And maybe that's my mistake. That's why I.
But does this happen, or is it this like a in a different reality.
You know, what is interesting is I'm sure versions of this happen, but I feel like they happen more to like kind of more troublemaker type comedians who are kind of like fun and maybe like people are like, oh, I want to like mess with them. And honestly, it's happening more because crowd work videos, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when did that become a thing on Instagram?
Like,
because before that never happened, you never saw that.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, it's because it's like obviously Instagram, you got to post a lot of clips and you don't want to burn a lot of material because you might want to say the joke again.
Oh,
so it's crowd work is a good way to like do new stuff. But I think it's made crowds bolder. Well, this is what I hear. So I haven't experienced it that much because I think I've been lucky or, you know, I kind of give off like I'm just here to recite stuff to you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm not like an interactive like bro. Who's,
you're not a threatening bro.
Sure. Who's like trying
comic.
To like challenge you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to say my jokes here.
Now, other female comedians, is there hatred amongst the other towards other female comics? Like, have you had another like Asian female comic like try to sabotage you?
Oh, sabotage like
yeah,
rivals?
like on some like, you know.
That's hilarious. No, honestly, I don't think so.
On the competitive tip.
I don't think so. I feel like I don't know every single Asian female comic, obviously, but all of them who I've met are like pretty awesome and I consider myself friends with.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I like them a little bit more than other comedians.
Okay, let's say they're nice to you, right?
Right, right.
But then you overhear them in a different room after she was super nice to you, and then you hear this.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, I can't stand her bits. She is so unoriginal. I don't know why.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
She's here.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
But this is like,
betrayed.
She was being cool to you, but then
right,
she talks.
Behind my back?
Then how do you approach that?
Oh, man. I mean, here's the sad thing. Mostly I would probably be like, she's right. I'd be like,
oh,
she's
no,
right.
No, don't do that. No.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's right.
Really?
Because a lot of these comedians
no.
I respect a lot. So if they're saying that, I'd be like, ooh, maybe I got to be more original, you know? But if I learned that she was actually being like, she's just jealous or mean or something,
yeah,
then I would be like, okay, well, then she's not nice and I'm not going to.
What if she does this? Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a homie. She's another female comic. Asian,
okay,
right?
Okay, Asian.
And she knows your material.
Okay, okay.
And you're on the same show.
Yeah.
And she goes on right before you.
Does
she does your whole act. Or like 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes of your act.
Crazy.
Like the punchline, like just the timing of the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that?
Be weird. It's a little like, it's a little stalkery.
I've heard stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard like Carlos Mencia
stories. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I've heard stories like that.
Yeah, that's a wild time. I would be pretty weirded out. Like, I'd be a little, like, scared for my safety in those scenarios, right? Because it's such a weird, specific pointed way.
Because it's so invasive.
Yeah, somebody had to, like, practice somebody else's material, which is already a little stalkery.
Well, it's more than stalkery because she verbatim knows your material.
That's super
She knows
weird.
You well.
I don't even know my own material
I know,
that well.
She knows you better than
right.
yourself.
So that's weird.
That's
So
really
I would be
weird.
Like, I think she's going to wear my skin.
Yeah.
You know? So I would be more like, maybe I got to leave and, like, change my name and change my address and leave town. Witness protection.
You would take it that far?
I mean, no. But I would consider it because it's a little creepy.
Okay. Would you approach him like backstage? Like, let's say you ran into him.
Right.
Like, let's say I'm her, right?
Okay.
I'm Lucy Kang. Do you like my set?
Oh my God, Lucy Kang.
Yeah, Lucy
Kang.
Oh
my God.
You like my set?
I'm terrified.
Huh? Break a leg, sis.
Oh, shit.
Break a leg, sis.
Okay, Lucy.
Follow that.
Oh, shit. I'm about to. See, yeah, I think I would.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm sticking
yeah,
with
it.
Yeah,
it's
like
the hiding the gums and the no upper lip.
But
Lucy, I think that was really weird. I'm so threatened.
So
I can't even role play this. No,
dude,
I'm not confrontational.
You're not.
Are you confrontational? I can't do it because I'm scared.
I do it inside, on the inside.
Yeah, I would do it after on the drive home. I'd be like, Lucy Kang, you fucking.
You know what happens to but me though? I if I don't say anything, I'll torture myself in bed.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Oh yeah,
I won't be able
to
sleep that night.
Right, because I'm like, why am I such a weakling? I should have said something.
I should have said something.
Yeah.
So let's say go like what you wouldn't say nothing to her.
Honestly, because I would be so scared. I'm already scared, and then the lip thing, the lip thing. I'm like, fuck, she's. You know, this
that
is not
my
the same
original
person.
Material.
Oh my God. See, I can't. That's.
You want to have lunch tomorrow?
Oh God, no.
We'll workshop some bits.
Oh my God. See, yeah, that's not okay.
That's not okay.
I would immediately be friends with her? Then I would leave. No, I don't think I could be friends
but
after that. Uh-huh.
What about the saying, keep your enemies closer?
Right. In that scenario, I think she would kill me.
No.
So that would be unsafe.
So you wouldn't. Try to like poison her lunch the next day.
I would try to kill her first.
But would you try to use maybe poison to put in her Caesar salad or something?
Ooh,
or
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be very good at that, but I would be terrified, and I would probably not be anywhere near her.
Would you be more upset if she did it at a show and you caught it, or if you saw she did it on her special and she basically just took your special?
I mean, okay, it would be more upset if she took material that I hadn't put in the special that I was working on still, right?
And then you trusted her.
That
you let her into your world, your comedy world,
right?
To hear that material,
sure.
To get feedback, and she uses it against you.
Yeah, and it's like, if she did the special stuff, then it's like, there's already record that it's out there from me, but if she did a non, you know, stuff that hasn't been put out, then who's to say, maybe it's hers, right? So I would be more pissed at that.
Oh my God.
Lucy Kang, man.
Dude.
Lucy.
I know.
Lucy Goosey.
I know. So you would definitely have a resentment.
Yeah, I think so. If she stole material.
I just saw it in your eyes.
That she's going down.
You would.
But no, I couldn't do anything about it. That's the thing.
Can you trademark your material somehow? Copyright your material?
It's copyrighted already.
So what? Yeah. Can that save you, though? I mean, protect yourself? Like, if you copyright your material?
I mean, I guess what helps is if you can film your sets, even the workshopped ones, right?
Then but what if she record. Films hers during the same time?
Well, hopefully yours are dated earlier.
So you have to prove that in the court of law somehow.
I guess, but I don't think that's worth it, right? At a certain point, you're like, why would I take somebody to court for jokes?
Has that ever happened in that
comedy
world?
Well, maybe for like
world?
For like writing. Yeah, maybe for, not. I don't know about stand-up. But I mean, you know, whenever there's money to be made, people sometimes sue. So maybe. We gotta Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you working on your next material, like your next special?
Yeah.
Like, how long did it take you to come up with this special?
Yeah, quite a long time. But yeah, I think I have a lot of new material since the taping. So I think there's kind of like the fun thing now was like you can kind of put out your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I would like to, yeah, maybe in the future. I think I'm like good for a bit, you know what I mean? Where mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if I would want to put out another special next year, but maybe the year after. Or, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Have you thought about doing this? What about your next special? You become Lucy Kang.
Oh shit!
So you can have, you know how like yeah you're material. Like you know how like the rappers they have like a different
oh yeah
like
persona,
character persona
yeah,
like
yeah,
Dr.
Yeah.
Octagon
Alter,
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
What if you do a whole different. You know how what's his name Ahmed? No, is it Ahmed? Who's not Ahmed? Fahim.
Oh.
You know how Fahim Anwar has Lance and he dances.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like he has it's a different character.
Right. Do something like that, but
yeah,
Lucy Kang.
Yeah,
and
but
be
Lucy
kinda
Kang.
Creepy.
Or maybe you could just be like a whole like a white girl.
A white girl. Yeah. I mean Lucy Smith.
Lucy Smith.
Lucy Jenkins.
Yes.
I don't know. What are the names here? Interesting. That could be fun.
Yeah.
I think it's always fun to try on different things because sometimes you get sick of yourself.
But that way you can, it's like a freedom from yourself because
you're
not you.
I don't
you're not
have
Sierra.
To be.
You're a whole different alter ego. You're a different character.
Oh my God. Well, what about you? Do you have alter egos?
There's a. In the music rap thing, right. There's a guy named Little Ray, Raymond, and he does like cowboy raps and stuff. And so that's, I mean, kind of, yeah, but he's a weird one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Be careful.
So I put out like little compilations of like, or not I didn't, but there are compilations of his songs.
Oh, that he put
not
out
me,
there.
But
not yet.
It's just out
okay,
there.
Okay, Little Ray.
Yeah.
Little Ray. All right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's fun. And did you like doing that? Did like kind of give you a break from?
Oh, I like how you're
stuff,
the how you're
I
you're
mean,
you're.
Just,
I
hey,
like how you're.
I'm
it's
here
a
to learn.
Role reversal.
I'm here to learn as
oh,
well.
Oh, so now I'm in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tell me.
Have at it. Go ahead. Ask me your question.
Yeah. Well, did
yeah,
it?
I like.
I know, but I'm also asking because I want to know. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
I've never done an alter ego before. So what'd you get out of it? You know.
It's.
What'd you learn?
It's just a freedom from yourself.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. It's just like something because we get bored of ourselves. We're with ourselves all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
If you do something else, it's kind of like you're taking a break from it.
Yeah,
and it's different, and it's still you're still it's an outlet, and you're still like you know
sure
getting things done. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I mean I that sounds very enticing.
Like Eminem has Marshall Mathers, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's like the same type. You know, like he has Eminem. Then there's Marshall Mathers. Mm-hmm. There's like two different things, but it's the same thing, but it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And he could put
Sasha
out different
Fierce,
material.
Beyonce. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen, right? He's got
sure. Yeah,
the Borat
all the characters.
And
yeah.
This and you know.
Yeah, lots
Bruno.
Of
Bruno.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's a lot of people doing that in the comedy world, right? Or
it's not really in vogue, at least. I think a lot of people are like more personal stories, identity, you know, things about like, you know, stories from their life, right? Very authentic.
Yeah. Are there more? Would you say because of the because of Instagram and all the social media? Do you think that there's been a rise of just comedians every day, like new ones every day?
Hopefully, yeah.
Because I've seen that on Instagram.
Oh, I've never seen this guy.
Yeah, they're just popping up and they're making reels. And,
right, right.
And like you said, crowd work.
Yeah.
Videos and.
Yeah, I feel like it's like I can't tell if it's because I'm discovering new ones all the time, and so it's just my perspective, or there legitimately are new people all the time because there's more people getting inspired to do comedy. But definitely more who are recording their sets and putting it out there, and maybe taking it more seriously as like a, you know, possible thing where they can go viral and take off and become comedians.
So, but that's frowned upon within the comedy community, right?
Like
a person that pops out of nowhere, but happen to have a following.
Sure.
And they don't do that many shows, but the clips make it seem like they're at a show, but they're like really not at a show, but they're...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Where they're doing like crowd work, but it's really like them in their apartment or
That's
something.
That's great. Uh-huh.
And there's maybe a laugh track.
Yeah.
So how do you compete against that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty. I mean, look, it's always going to happen. That's the thing. It's if it weren't TikTok, like I think before, there are always people who gain a following through something that's not traditional, right? So there's the purists who are like, oh, you got to do open mics all the time, and you got to build up from nothing, and
but
you know, not pander.
That might
never happen. And then you know, I get why they might see other routes as not great because they didn't take that route, but it doesn't make it wrong, you know? Because I think there's a lot of comedians.
What is the right or wrong way?
There's no right or wrong way. Like, think about, like, you know, there are comedians who are super respected now that came up through at some point.
TikTok.
Yeah, at some point it was like Twitter or something, and people used to be like, oh, Twitter's not a real thing. And then now, of course it is.
And now they're selling out.
Yeah, and they're winning Oscars or, you know what I mean?
Like, crazy.
So it's certainly, you know, at some point paths are always going to be different. There's always going to be like, some new technology that people are going to frown upon, but you kind of got to like look back and see that some of the greats did come up through some kind of their own new path, and that's kind of what set them apart.
Give me an example.
Like extremely successful people in, you know, whatever your opinion of them is. Dane Cook like had MySpace at the time, right?
You're right.
And
he was the guy that did it that way. He was the OG of that.
And probably there were comedians who were like, oh, MySpace, that's not the way to do it. And look, he's Dane Cook. Like it doesn't, you know, it ultimately didn't matter. But at the time, of course, easy to hate on. So same could be said about TikTok or crowd work clips and stuff, I would think. But of course, I think there's always going to be comedians who, you know, have a huge following online and then can sell out huge theaters. Maybe they're not ready to do an hour headline across the nation. And so they have to build up to that. But, you know, they still have the audience. So
yeah. Now, when you're doing it, when you're filming it live, what if you mess up on a joke? And do you have to get it perfect the whole way through?
For this thing, yeah, I tried to. I think I messed up a couple times, and then I was able to reshoot it. So they basically, you'd like walk it back a little bit. You go like, oops, I thought, okay, let me say that again. Okay. And then
and the crowd's
it
with it?
Yeah. Because I kind of, they prime them a little bit, and then I talk them through it too. I'm like, okay, guys, sorry, I'm going to do it again. Pretend it's the first time.
Oh, so they're with you. They're on your side.
Yeah, they know there's cameras. You know what I mean? But it really only happened like once or twice for the full hour. I was really trying to be, you know, we're perfect. And if I said a couple things different, it was fine. And keep moving like a regular show.
How did you pick out, like, what are the main concerns before you hit the stage? Like how your voice sounds or like your cadence?
Sure.
Like what's going on in your mind?
It's tough because like, a lot of things, you know, I think this is, again, this is tough, but leading up, you're you want to change a lot of things. You're like, oh, I wish I was like funnier. You know what I mean? I wish I was a little bit funnier or whatever. Yeah, things that I can't change. But I, so like voice, you know, I can't really change the way that I talk. And I tell a joke a certain way, you know, and it's going to be that way. And of course, I'd love to change lots of things or be better or funnier or have funnier material or anything. Yeah, yeah, but sometimes you just got to tape it, like I said, right? It's like you got to get it done. So, to work up to it, I mean, I think I just recited everything a lot, you know, on stage, did a lot of shows leading up, and then tried to be, as, you know, as off book as possible, meaning like just know all the jokes.
Right. Front to back. Just like that.
Know every,
back of your hand.
Know every transition into the next joke. And every, like, also there's a little bit, I don't do a ton of physical humor, but, you know, ways to physically express or emote the joke and help the punchline or move if I am, you know, doing a physical thing.
How do you look at physical comedy, physical humor? Do you look down upon it or do you respect
it? I respect it.
How do most people like look at that?
Oh, it depends. I think most people look up to it because it's very hard to do. Like it looks, I think, to maybe just every day, you don't really think about it when you're watching somebody make you laugh with the way they're moving their body and stuff. But if you really think about like how much work goes into being really self-aware about your body and how it makes, you know, it is really a lot of work. It's like kind of, you know, the way that dancers make it look so easy, but that's not easy. You know?
Who are some of the best physical comedians right now, in your opinion?
Oh, right now? I mean, like that are in the zeitgeist right now? Like,
or just,
not
just in the, just hitting the scene that are like, that you see on social media that are
doing
tours and shows or whatnot.
I mean, there's a kind of like a, there's a couple clowning comedians. Oh, well, yes. But
is Bob good?
He's been, yes, of course.
Is he good at physical humor?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You've seen him?
Yeah. I've seen him before stand-up. Yeah.
Has he been nice? Is he nice to you?
Yeah. I've met him a couple times, I think, on shows. And
how is he towards you? Like, when you've met him, like, how is he towards you?
Yeah, nice, I think. I'm always like, you know, excited to see him. So
and he's cool and he's humble and he's
okay, good. Always humble. Good. Probably too humble, you know.
Yeah
But it's good checking in.
Okay. Yeah. Brother. I just want to make sure that
always professional. Mm-hmm. Always good.
Uh-huh. good is mm-hmm. it, can you ever bomb on your own special?
Yeah, let's say it's people do it. It happens.
That would be insane.
Sure.
Where, like, you plan this whole special evening.
Yeah.
And every audience member is against you.
I mean, it's tough. But, like, of course, because sometimes you have seat fillers, people who don't know your comedy, right?
And on your own special?
I mean, because some people don't have a ton of fans or friends who can make it in person, right? Like, especially, I would say, I mean, I don't know. That's not always the case. And I would imagine a lot of people have fans and friends at that point, right? And, I, you know, I was lucky enough to have, like, a lot of people come out and support. But, you know, I think, like, for instance, like, a lot of the show, I think were people I didn't know. I don't know if they knew who I was, but luckily they're very supportive. But I think, you know, there's definitely ones where it's like, hey, I'm just here. I'm just here doing a job, just sitting here. It's been a long day. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, maybe it's like just the vibes are a little nervous and off. Yeah. You can feel like, well.
Do you sell, do you do meet and greets after?
Oh, shows?
Yeah.
Informally sometimes, you know, and then I think sometimes if you do like a college show, they'll want to do a little like Q&A and stuff.
Yeah.
And, sometimes.
Can I give you another hypothetical scenario?
Okay, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for anything that comes my way.
Well, you can't get worse than the shit scenario.
I think not.
The Ziploc shit bag. It
sounds pretty fucking bad.
Okay, you're at a meet and greet.
Okay.
And you're, let's say you have physical copies of your album and you're signing them. You have a Sharpie.
Ooh.
And you have posters and, you know, there's a table. You have your merch table. But you notice this Asian guy, like a UCLA student with like a bowl cut and like glasses. And he's just looking at you the whole time.
Kind of like Lucy King, a little Lucy King vibes.
Lucy King, but more like, he's just obsessed with you. Like he's kind of like a stalkerish fan.
Okay.
And he just keeps looking at you, but not saying anything. And then he's the very last person in line. And you've been here for about, I would say, an hour and 15 minutes by now. And you want to get back to your hotel, spend time with your man, and get something to eat. But this guy is, he gets into the front of the line, and he just stares at you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, he just stares at you. And then you notice, like, he's profusely sweating. So he's staring at you. Like, he's staring at you. And he has googly eyes, and he's sweating. Mm. And he's, like, he has a pen, and he's, like, shaking, like, and he goes, "Can I have your phone number?"
Mm.
What do you do?
I mean, probably, like, be like, "Oh, I don't normally give out my phone number, but you can sign up for, like, my email newsletter."
No, or, like, Instagram. No, I really need it.
Oh, well, I'd be like, "Oh, I don't think so, you know. Probably, wait. sorry, no, I don't think I'm going to do that."
Yeah.
Because it's a personal phone number, so I,
but
you
then
know.
You notice, okay, so he, in this hand, he's going like this.
Oh, like a gun.
I don't know. Oh, you don't know. Oh, no one knows, but he's, what does it look like here?
It's like you're making a gun with your hand. Pretty good, yeah.
It might be. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's no security.
That's not good. Yeah, why is there no security?
You gotta sign it.
Sign autograph?
Or else.
Or sign, I know where you live. Sign name?
I know where you live.
Well, if you already know where I live, then why the fuck are you here? You'd be killing me at home.
No. I need to see you in person.
Right.
Yeah. What do you do?
I mean, pretty yeah. Strange scenario. I think I would do.
Is your man's name Dylan?
Yeah.
Dylan, you have to be there.
Yeah. Well, first, where's he at? You know what I'm saying?
Dylan, where are you?
I gave you a free hotel room.
You're supposed to be in line.
Yeah, we got a free hotel room. I gave you, and then you just
yeah,
dip.
Yeah.
You're just dipping. No, but yeah, I would. You know, I would say I.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'd like to think.
How do you de-escalate?
I could de-escalate. I'd like to think I could de-escalate. Well.
Okay, so. You have to follow me to my car now.
He's sad about it. He's like apologetic about it. That's the worst. When they're like,
but
I'm.
You're
like,
asking
I don't
what's
do this.
In the pocket. It's a 9mm Glock.
And it's loaded?
It's loaded.
Oh, it's loaded.
Yeah. Full clip. A full clip.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. I mean, I think in that scenario, you just got to go, like, can I flip the table?
Oh.
You flip the table. He's gets kind of off balance. And
then
I
that
run
will get
for
the security's
nearest.
Attention.
Hopefully. Well, yeah. Where the hell have they been? They should be there already. But while, if they're not there, did he sedate them?
No. While you're flipping it, he's so fast because he does jujitsu and taekwondo and stuff.
Well, then why
and
is
so
he?
So he gets you in a headlock. And he goes like this.
Oh, shit. I'm a hostage.
Don't move or I'll shoot.
Oh, boy. Well, then I'm toast, man. I think that's over for me. Yeah. I sign off
But you lived a pretty good life, right?
I lived a good life.
You got a lot done.
Yeah. I was killed by somebody with quite a lot of skills, I guess. Some real fighting skills. So who am I to say? I couldn't battle somebody with jujitsu and taekwondo training.
That's why
they
you
have the upper
need
hand.
Pepper spray or something like that.
Yeah, I'm a big... I do typically carry that.
You have it on you?
I do. I have it in my purse.
Let me check it out. Break it out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just so the ladies could learn what to get.
Yeah.
In a scenario like this.
Yeah.
So this is good.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So this, can I...
Careful.
So...
don't spray yourself.
So okay, but it's spicy. Which way does it spray?
I will say I don't know, but
so why is it pink?
It's pink because they always are. You know what I mean? I think it's good. Then you can find it in your bag if you're
searching. Okay. So
black bag.
So which way? This seems so complicated. Like there's a safety.
I will say one time I had the pepper spray.
Does it spray this
tested
way? Like which way does it spray?
I tested. I think that's right. It's probably right-handed.
So it's like this?
Yeah.
So you would go keep away.
I got a pepper spray.
Yeah. So you just do it.
Yeah.
Is there a safety lock?
Yeah, I think you have to lift it and press it. I'm not going to lift it. Because
oh, you're not going
to
lift it?
I sprayed it one time to test it in the trash can, and it filled the whole room.
But it says press.
It filled the... Oh, yeah, be careful. But I think you have to twist it and then press it.
You have to twist it.
But yeah, I filled the whole room when I sprayed in the trash can as a test, and it got me.
So
be careful.
You would aim for the eyes?
Yeah. Ideally, the eyes.
Chelsea, do you have this? No. Okay, so where? How much did you get one of these for?
I don't know how much it was. I don't remember. I think it was not too bad. I think I got it online. You know, you got to be careful that each state has different rules, so I don't want to encourage anybody to break the law.
How long have you had this?
A few years. Probably like five
years. Have you ever had to use it for real?
No, luckily.
So you twist it and then, and then like that.
Yeah.
So definitely get one of these.
Yeah.
I like how it has the...
Yeah, it's good. So you know, I think if you are really in danger, walking home at night, you just put that on so you're ready. It's like getting armed.
And this is warning them. I'm warning you.
Hey, I'm warning you.
Like, I'm warning you. Like,
oh my God. I was like, oh my God, it's going to spray him.
That was the 9mm gun.
That was a Glock. He dropped his gun.
He just dropped his gun.
So then you lunge for the gun.
Here's. I didn't want to take that from you.
Oh, no. Wonderful. Thank you for the demo.
Let's plug your...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's really plug your social media and everything else.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Yes, Instagram at Sierra Kato, which is SierraKatow. Post some clips there, you know, some crowd work, but a lot of little clips from my special. And then the special's at SierraKato.com, or you can just Google my name, Sierra Kato Funt, and you'll find it at Amazon Prime and Apple TV and all those fun things. I'm also on TikTok, same name, and Twitter, but I don't do a lot of
any
Twitter.
Physical copies of your album that people could pick up?
Oh, I guess not. It's all digital and streaming kind of thing, so I don't think we have a physical version.
Wouldn't you want to have one on like
a vinyl
cool.
or something?
Yeah.
Maybe after a while it could be like a
fun
release.
That's cool. It's a collectible.
Yeah, that could be fun collectible, like a limited edition.
Yeah. Poster? Like a poster?
Oh, poster. Yeah. I'm
you
trying
need
to
something
get little,
physical.
I'm
I
getting
mean,
some
I know
postcards.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
You need something physical.
Oh, okay.
Something.
Yeah, like some merch situation.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, I haven't really
that
done that. That's
sell,
a good idea.
That's handy on the road.
Yeah.
Because people want to like...
Remind
yeah,
or,
have
yeah.
it.
Like, yeah, I have. I'm getting some postcards that I'm going to hand out on the road and stuff like that. But yeah, a poster would be nicer, a vinyl thing to buy.
Yeah, because I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I buy a lot of movies on iTunes, but I don't feel like, and I own them, right? I technically own them, but I don't feel like they're like physical copies of those DVDs where I can hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Kato.
Perfect.
Get yours today. The name of the special again?
Funt.
Funt. Get a copy of Funt today on Amazon Prime.
Perfect.
SierraKatow. Kato.
Yes.
Get yours today. Support the homie right here and support, okay? Was that easy to do? That was a part two.
Amazing.
Are you satisfied?
Oh,
do you
so
feel
satisfied.
Good about it? Was it thorough?
It was thorough. It was so good. And
it was.
Thank you for bringing
anytime.
Up the special and the
anytime.
Scenarios preparing me for
and
for the
worst. We're
going
to have Lucy Kang and
On next. Ooh, be careful of her.
I know.
She's a wily one.
You might see her. You may not. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. Please support the platform by going to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe. If you want to send, I still have a P.O. box. It's been kind of light lately, so please send stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. I'm also on Twitch, y'all. I just got affiliated, okay?
Oh,
I'm on there. I'm streaming almost every freaking day or night, okay? Go to twitch.tv/Stevie Wiebe. I'm on there, and I'm going to slowly learn more about it. I'm going to get the Elgato, and the quality is going to get better because I'm just streaming using the Xbox Series X right now with just a webcam. That's all I have. So I'm going to just be patient with me, and it's going to get better. twitch.tv.com/Stevie Wiebe. Get a copy of her special today. Buy it. Don't rent it. Buy it.
Own it.
Own it. Don't rent it. Spend the extra $8 to $10 and own the copy.
Hell yeah.
So, are you okay with that?
Oh, I'm super okay with that. More than okay with that.
I mean, was it?
That was good. That was hard. Yeah.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's the way that you grow. Part of deck and shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart, like a monk upon the ledge, and I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. A shark is at a carcass, and remarks about my art aware. Anything we say or do will be demolished like a chair. Tear him down and wear black turns to gray, another hair changes shade to rainy clouds. I'm proud of what you did, allowed me to fly an eagle away from nest.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.